Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: patchy clouds, a low of 31. A man from Gurnee, Illinois, has been charged with robbery of a financial institution for allegedly holding up the Tri-City National Bank inside the Piggly Wiggly store on Erie Street Sunday afternoon, and is suspected of a similar robbery in Kenosha. According to court documents, a teller told police a man approached her window, passed her a note saying he was armed and demanding the money in the cash drawer. The teller put money in a paper bag and gave it to the man who ran from the store. Police were able to track the suspect's car to the 4,000 block of North Main Street, where he was taken into custody. During a search of the car, police recovered a bag of money, drug paraphernalia, a semi-automatic handgun, and a knife. 34-year-old Jason Crawford is scheduled to appear in court to face the charge on Friday. According to online court records, he's hospitalized. Kenosha police believe the same man robbed the Guarantee Bank inside the Pick and Save store in the Uptown Brass neighborhood. That robbery happened about 2 hours before the Racine holdup. Democratic State Representative Corey Mason of Racine knew both Marcel Dandineau and John Jude, who passed away within days of each other. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Mason said he knew retired Judge John Jude from high school.
He was one of these kids when you're in high school and you're sort of, you know, casting about to figure out what you're going to do. But he was one of those people who was like, boy, if I could have that kind of integrity when I grow up, if I could be that kind of guy who, you know, gives his life and dedicates himself to justice and public service, that's really what I'd like to do. And so he was really a hero of mine and a great advisor and mentor, throughout my career.
Mason said it was Dandineau, the Democratic Party elder, who encouraged him to get involved in the political process. Funeral services for Marcel Dandineau are this coming Saturday, while Jack Jude's services are pending both through the Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home. A program that's proven successful east of the interstate in Racine County will be operating soon on the western side, called Cribs for Kids, through a local help group. Burlington Alderman John Ekus brought it up at the most recent council meeting.
It's going to be run by Love, and one of their caveats are if you need a crib, you have to come and apply for it. You have to show the need, but you also have to come in and attend classes to learn how to care for your children and such. So it seems like a very good program, not that they're just giving it out, but they're teaching.
Love Incorporated is on South Pine Street in Burlington. Cribs for Kids is a national effort, while in eastern Racine County, it's been a partnership through the City Health Department, along with the police and fire departments, and Next Generation Now. A march in support of immigrants and opposing President Trump's executive order banning immigrants from 7 predominantly Muslim countries drew about 100 people to Kenosha's Beth Hillel Temple yesterday afternoon. Kenosha County Board Supervisor Leah Blau said she came to the U.S. when she was 5 years old with her parents.
At the time when I was 5, I didn't realize the sacrifices that my parents were making, leaving family behind, loved ones, to come to America and make a better life for themselves. And with recent events, and especially with the ban, you know, it's really hit me hard that these families too are also trying to make a better life, lives for themselves by coming over here and risking the same things that my family did, although, you know, they face more dangerous situations.
After hearing from a dozen local church leaders, the group silently marched from the temple to Sheridan Road, ending on the steps of the Simmons Library for prayers and song. An environmental group says it's going to have to cut down a few trees for the greater good. The Root Pike Watershed Initiative, whose goal is to improve water quality in rivers and streams, says a stand of maples has acted to diminish ground cover in a ravine along the Pike River tributary near the Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary in Summers. That means several hundred pounds of agricultural runoff are sliding unimpeded into the stream each year. The effort to restore the stream bank and repair the ravine could cost about $75,000, according to agency head Dave Giordano, but he says it's an important project.
This project was defined in the watershed restoration plan as critical.
Giordano says crews are in the process of assessing just how many of the maple trees will have to be cut down, but he said it could number a dozen or so. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.